More and more, everybody said more and more, unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness, they know not at what they stumble. What a contrast. When you go out tomorrow on your job, you are a striking contrast to what's going on around you. Praise the Lord. And that's the will of God. Amen. Well, if I could just title this tonight, I'll just title it that. Fantastic and expecting it to get better. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody feel that way tonight? Amen. Two or three of you feel that way tonight? Well, hopefully we'll all feel that way. And if you don't feel that way, that's all right. As long as you understand, then you can go ahead and say it anyway. Praise God. Thank you for the word tonight. Thank you, Lord, for strength. Thank you, Lord. Let the word of God find its mark in every heart. Touch us tonight. Give you honor, praise, and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can be seated tonight. And as I've said many, many times before, I'll say it again tonight. It's very important that we understand that it's not where we are that's so very important, but it's the direction that we're headed.
Amen.
It's not where we are that's so important, but it's the direction that we're headed. And I've seen over the years, I've seen folks that have occupied the church, that they have been a part of the church, little by little, a prayerless life, little by little, becoming more and more complacent and apathetic about the things of God and becoming more attracted again by the things of the world. I've seen them as they are in the church physically, but not in the church spiritually, and headed out the door. And at the very same time as those that headed out the door, and were very saddened by that, there are those that I have seen that are out in the darkness that are headed toward the church. And somewhere, if nothing changes, the two of them are going to cross. And one is going to be coming in and the other one is going to be going out. And I want to try to help us here tonight to understand that in living for God, this is a very important thing that we renew in our life on a regular basis.
Amen.
Because we never can become complacent and unmoved by the preaching of the Word of God. Let me say that again. We can never become complacent, amen, and unmoved by the preaching of the Word of God. But we've got to be a people that are striving to go higher.
Amen.
A people that are striving to go forward. Paul spoke of this in Philippians chapter 3. And I guess we'll start around verse 9 here. And he's describing to you and I his goals and his way of living and his thought process. He said, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him. Somebody say that with me tonight, that I may know him. What a high goal. Amen. And we see through a glass darkly. We're never going to know him in the fullness of his wisdom and his power and his understanding, the depth and the height and the breadth. We're never going to understand the fullness of that. The Bible says one day we will see face to face and we will see him as he is. I'm looking forward to that day. Praise God. And he said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. Now, this is the man that wrote most of the New Testament. He understood that it wasn't where he was at that was so important, but it was the direction that he was headed that was so very important. Amen. And he says, not as though I'd already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after that I may apprehend that which for I am also apprehended in Christ Jesus. In other words, I'm running and I'm trying to catch up. I'm trying to apprehend. I'm trying to overtake my goal and realize my goal. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended or reached my goal or attained to the place that I wanted to be, but this one thing I do. Somebody said, one thing I do. Now, I hope you can get a hold of this here tonight, that there is one thing that you have to do in your walk with God, and that is forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before and pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful way to live your life. Praise God. You know that you haven't attained, but bless God, I'm not where I used to be. Praise the Lord. I'm not where I used to be. I'm moving forward. And he says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, or as many of us as be mature, to be, to be thus minded. Well, praise God. To be thus minded. In other words, we need to think the same way that he was thinking. And Paul understood completely that it's not where you're at that's so very important. It's the direction that you are going. And the wise man, he saw this and he said that the path of the just, that's Proverbs 4, 4 and verse 18, that the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. And so when we talk about the righteous, when we talk about those that are striving to go to heaven, and I hope tonight we're all wanting to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven more than anything in all of this world. I want to make it all the way. Amen. But When we start out with the Lord, we start out, as I would say, in darkness. Now, we have received a marvelous light. We have been transformed into the kingdom of light. Somebody said, praise God for that. Praise God for that. And I remember when I first started out on this journey to heaven, I came to the house of God, and I thought everybody had halos and wings. Amen. I thought everybody was perfect. I thought that I was the only one that didn't understand, and if I talked about Scripture, they just kind of looked at me like, well, sonny, you're starting out real good. You're going to make it one of these days. And I really felt overwhelmed that the little bitty light that I had was overwhelming. And it's amazing when you talk about folks that are just starting out. I think what we all need is we need to have a feeling like we're just starting out. Praise God. Amen. There are some that just feel like they've already attained and they don't need to go any further. But I'll tell you tonight, I don't feel like I've really just gotten started. I've got a long way to go to be like the Lord. And so do you. Praise God. But I remember how overwhelming it was when my pastor would teach on Sunday morning. Oh, I got so upset when they came and said, you're going to be in Sunday school and you're going to be teaching the junior boys. I'd never taught anything in my entire life. I didn't even have a good, I didn't have a good thing about learning, and I knew I wasn't going to teach anything if I couldn't learn very much. And I was just so upset about that. I remember I would slide down in the pew so my head wouldn't stick up as high. And I thought maybe they just think I'm not here this morning and they'll pass me by. And lo and behold, right in the middle of the service, a tap on my shoulder. And the Sunday school superintendent would go like this. And I had to go down and teach those boys again, those rowdy boys. And I just remember some of the very basic stories that my pastor would teach. And he would talk about the parables of Jesus. And I remember it was just so profound in my mind. It was just so awesome in my mind that it just overwhelmed me. And of course, after a period of time, you kind of figure out some things and you get a little bit of a better understanding of the height and the depth and the breadth, and to know the love of God, and you begin to grow. As you begin to grow, this light gets brighter and brighter. The understanding of God is designed to become brighter and brighter in our lives. Amen. And I remember thinking about the Word of God. I remember reading one of the parables, and I went to one of the elder brothers, and I asked him, I said, "Is this what this scripture means?" And he said, "Yes, it is." And I was so thrilled because I had been praying and asking God for understanding, and all of a sudden, one of the basic parables of the scripture was opened up to my mind, and I thought, fantastic. Somebody said, fantastic.
Fantastic.
No, I didn't say it that way. It was fantastic. It wasn't fantastic. But it was fantastic, amen. And it was just overwhelming. And I've seen that in other people, that when they come to God, it's just fantastic to receive the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues.
Amen.
So fantastic to understand what happened at water baptism.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Fantastic to just be a part of the church. And to come to service and feel the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise God. No, it wasn't amen. It was amen. Fantastic. Praise God. Well, somewhere in our walk with the Lord, we've got to get a hold of what He has given to us. And when we establish the things that He has given to us, then we can move forward into greater light. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, it says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Praise God. The only thing I could say to that is fantastic. Praise God. And so when people say, "How are you doing today?" I can say with confidence and not making it up, "I'm doing fantastic." Praise God. And I'm expecting it to get better. Praise the Lord. Because the way of the righteous is as the shining light that starts out like a little flashlight, amen. And it's kind of like Brother Charlie. Brother Charlie's not here tonight, so we can talk about him a little bit. And I call him the flashlight man because Brother Charlie's always got a flashlight.
Amen.
And he used to have little bitty ones, and then he's got a bigger one. And he gave me a flashlight, and I'm just waiting for the day, Sister Stacy, that he's got one of those 100,000 candle watt lights, you know, that'll shine for a mile, and you can see everything. I'm just waiting for that day, for that to happen. Because, you know, after a while, that little bitty tiny flashlight doesn't satisfy. And then that little bigger flashlight, you know, well, that's all right, but I need more than that. And I believe that's the way it is in living for God. Amen. Because we have a treasure here tonight. Did you know you have a treasure here tonight? You have a treasure to be able to come to the house of God and hear the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Hear the Word of God and to get a hold of the Word of God. And it doesn't matter if the preacher's jumping up and down and shouting. That it's awful nice when that happens. We all get excited and enthused about it. But I'll tell you what, we need to get excited when we simply read the Word of God. We need to get excited when we hear the Word of God, when we read the Word of God, when we get a hold of this treasure that we have in earthen vessels. Amen. It is the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face or in the person of Jesus Christ. And so we have the knowledge of the glory of God inside of Jesus Christ. Amen. In Him was the glory and is the glory of the God that created all things. In Christ dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. When He transformed Himself or transfigured Himself in front of the three disciples, it was a bright light that was brighter than the noonday sun. Amen. Because in Him is light, and the Scripture says, in Him there is no darkness at all. Praise God. But where we are tonight is not in the fullness of the light, but we are growing in the light. The light is getting brighter and brighter. And what I would have to say to that tonight is fantastic. Fantastic. Praise God. And you look at what the Lord did. It wasn't just the knowledge of the glory of God in the person of Jesus Christ. Oh, I remember the day that the oneness of God was revealed to me, that the Lord opened my understanding and I could understand one God. What a thrill that was. And I'll tell you what, it's still just the same amount of thrill that it was at that point in time. But we didn't stop there, did we? We got a hold of the knowledge of the glory of God in Jesus Christ, but then we heard the message of the gospel, and somebody preached Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but I remember the day I received the Holy Ghost. Amen. To me, it's absolutely amazing that the great God of heaven would come down and fill a sinner like me. Amen. That He would come and fill this old human body. Amen. And I tell you what, it's fantastic. It's just a light that's brighter and brighter and brighter. I remember the night that I received the Holy Ghost. I remember it was what was that preacher's name? Charles Mahaney. Charles Mahaney was preaching at our local church. I had never heard him preach before, and I'd been seeking for the Holy Ghost for a couple of weeks or so. And he came to preach at our church, and I thought, well, I'll receive the Holy Ghost when my pastor preaches. I'll just kind of slide through this service, and I'll wait till another time. Because I remember always feeling the Holy Ghost when my pastor preached. Amen. Praise God. Now, I'll tell you why. It's because there was an anointing on him to be in that pulpit and to preach. Praise the Lord. Brother Riley was talking to me here a while back, and he said one of his younger ministers was not complaining, but he said, Pastor, I don't understand. He said, you get up and you just talk and everybody starts shouting and the Holy Ghost falls. He said, I get up and hoop and holler and jump up and down and run around and everybody just kind of sits there and looks at me. Why is that? He said, brother, the call of God is upon me in this city. Praise the Lord. And he said, that's exactly why it's that way. I thank God for my pastor.
Amen.
I do. I thank God for my pastor. And I pray that someday I will rise to the height of his ministry and the miracles that was in his life. Amen. And so it gets brighter and brighter. It's exactly this, fantastic, and we should be expecting it to get better. Praise the Lord. Because when the shadow gets smaller, it means that we are staying in the light and advancing no more. Amen. When the shadow gets smaller. I've got to get this right here tonight. Some are retreating into the darkness. And in our generation, they are claiming to have more light. We see it in the world today where anything goes except the church. Anything goes except the light of the knowledge of God. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
That's the way it is in our world today. Amen. But they feel like they are going into more light. But they're not going into light. The light that is in them is darkness. Jesus said, if the light that's in you is darkness, how great or how powerful that darkness is. Amen. It is a very, very powerful thing. And God help us here tonight that as the church, as the people of God, we cannot regress and allow the shadow to grow, but the shadow's got to get smaller because the light is getting brighter.
Amen.
Amen.
1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Praise God. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. So what it actually means is that we are not filled with all the fullness of God. But we're looking forward. We're going forward into the future with him. Praise God. We're moving forward as time advances. And as time advances, it's not so much where you're at, but it's the direction that you're headed that's so very important. I remember pastoring in a town in Massachusetts, New Bedford, Massachusetts, and I've used this example many times, so I won't stretch it out here tonight. But I remember there was a man in our assembly, and somewhere down the road, it was probably 5 years after we had gotten there, so he had been serving the Lord, living for God, being a part of the church. He would whistle. He would put his fingers to his mouth, and he would whistle real loud when the Holy Ghost started moving. And he would run the aisles and real excited about the Lord. But I remember the very service, I can still picture it. He was sitting, we had an aisle down the middle of the church, and he was sitting right off to the left, somewhere right about over in here. And the Holy Ghost started to move. Folks started shouting, and we had a good time. Right in the middle of all that shouting and worshiping, and it was just so fantastic. He was sitting there with his arms crossed and his legs crossed. And all of a sudden, there was a fear that came over me, and I realized the direction that he was headed. And I tried to reach out to him, but it didn't seem to do any good. And after a while, it was just criticism of this, that, and the other. And before you know it, the day came when he was walking out. At the very same time, there was a young girl named Nancy. And Nancy was 18 years old, had a couple of children, no daddy in the house, hooked on drugs and alcohol, sitting in her house, in her apartment, with a Bible in her hand and praying in her heart, didn't even know how to pray, and said, "Lord, if this Bible is true, would you send someone to show me what it means?" And as soon as she prayed that prayer in her heart, our phone ministry called, and she answered the phone, and it invited her for a Bible study, and she said yes. It was a miracle that took place. And it wasn't where she was at that was so important, but it was the direction that she was headed that was so very important. And somewhere along the line, the two of them crossed. And one was on their way out, one actually stepped out, and the other came to the altar, and God filled her with the Holy Ghost. And we baptized her, and she was so thrilled and so excited about the work of God. Praise the Lord. You know, I want to be excited about the work of God until my last breath. Amen. Praise God. I don't want to ever get to the place where I take the preaching for granted. I don't ever want to get to the place where I take worship and prayer for granted. Because, folks, we will lose, you will lose a sense of eternity in your heart and in your spirit. And you'll forget that we are headed somewhere. Amen. Every now and then we need to remind ourselves of where we're headed. What direction am I going? It's not where I'm at, but it's the direction that I'm headed that is so very important. One decided that the church and the Word of God was fantastic, and the other one saw nothing but problems and troubles. Oh God, help us here today. Amen. To look at the things of God and say it's fantastic. Amen. Because it is fantastic. Amen. Isaiah 38, verses 5 through 8, I'll show you how the Lord does this. And this is just an example from Scripture. Isaiah 38 and verse 5, "Go and say to Hezekiah." Now, the Lord told Hezekiah to get his house in order. He was going to die. And the Lord said to Isaiah to go to him and say, "Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, and I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And it shall be a sign unto me from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he hath spoken. Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees, which is gone down in the sundial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backwards. And so the sun returned 10 degrees backward, by which degrees it was gone down." You talk about a miracle. Amen. Now, I just got through reading that, and I say in my mind, that's fantastic.
Amen.
All of a sudden, the shadow started to regress. All of a sudden, God said, "I'm going to make up time that's already passed. I'm going to go back in time and give you some more time." Praise God. And maybe you're feeling tonight like you haven't got enough time to serve God and you missed it and you started late. I want to tell you tonight, God has a way of moving that shadow backwards and giving you more time to do the work of God. Doesn't matter where you're at, it matters the direction that you're headed tonight. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. "But you are a chosen generation." Isn't that exciting?
Amen.
"A royal priesthood." Isn't that fantastic? I'm talking to folks right here that this is speaking to. A holy nation, a peculiar or one-of-a-kind people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness, praise God, out of darkness into His marvelous, fantastic light. In time past who were no people, but now are the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. I think we ought to give Him a hand clap of praise. Oh, thank God. Oh, the wonders of God, the wonders of Jesus Christ. Praise God. God's in the business of advancing light. He's in the business of giving us greater and greater revelations as we seek Him and as we walk with Him and we go forward. Amen. And that's what we need to do. We need to go forward and upward toward the light until that final destination we reach. Praise God. I want to ask you tonight, is living for God fantastic? I'm talking to you personally here tonight. Amen. Are you expecting it to get better? I've got a little thing there where I wrote in there, yes. Amen. So remember tonight, it's not where you're at. It's the direction that you're headed. Let's stand together, can we? Praise the Lord. The Lord intended for things to get better and better in our walk with Him. I remember a young man in the church, again in that same church, New Bedford. His name was Mike. And he started in the wrong direction towards the door of the church, front door of the church, spiritually, I'm saying. And he got to the place where, while the preaching was going on, and back in those days, I don't know if you can believe this or not, but when I preached, I gave it everything I had. I remember one of the older men in the church, he said, I thought you were going to eat that microphone tonight. I would preach until I couldn't even hardly talk the next day, just a young man. And I remember preaching my heart out to that church, giving it everything I had. For 5 years I pastored there, and we had a great revival. We had a lot of folks pray through to the Holy Ghost. And right in the big middle of that, Mike would sit, not say anything about Brother Mike that's here tonight. His name is Steve for this. There you go. Praise the Lord. And he would sit off over in this direction over here in the church. And I found out later, and it helped me, it really did, but it didn't help him. He would sit there during the service, and every time I would say, he put a little mark on a piece of paper. And he would count how many times I would say, And it helped me because I probably was saying, too many times. But it didn't help him because he was getting an attitude about something. And I never did find out what it was that he had against me. But I did find out later that he was living in adultery. I want to tell you tonight, friend, you can't play around with God. And we can't stay where we're at. You can't just have your little flashlight. Amen. You need to tell Brother Charlie that. He can't just hang on to that little flashlight, because it's not worth it after a while. He gave me one, and it wasn't very long afterward, and the batteries went dead on it. And I went to Walmart. I think there was 4 batteries, and that little flashlight is about that long. And about that big around, there were 4 batteries in there, and they were $6 a piece. And you know what I said? I said, I think I'm going to give this back to Brother Charlie, and I'm going to get me a real flashlight. And I went back to Walmart, and I found a flashlight for $1.50. And I thought, when the batteries go dead, I'm just going to throw it away and get me another one. Praise God. I'm not gonna get sentimental over that little bitty light. Thank God for it. It helped me a number of times. But I tell you what, God made us to go forward. He wants us to go in this direction. Young person tonight, don't get stale, but push yourself to go higher. Mom and dad, push yourself to go higher. Amen. As you go through the course of the day, you don't have to repeat the pastor, but come up with something. When somebody says, "How are you doing?" Don't say, "Well, could be better. Devil's been after me all day, bless his holy name." Praise the Lord. No, we've got a treasure in earthen vessels. It's fantastic. And you know what? Every day that I get up, I'm expecting it to get better. And if it doesn't get better, it's going to the next day. And if it doesn't then, it's going to be the day after that. Praise God. Because I've been called to go up and forward.